You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. It is still the weekend chapter on a Saturday, and round about this time, you know what time it is. We did tell you last week that we're kicking off a whole new series on health, that is Healthy Living Made Easy. And our man Charles Leser is in the house once more to continue on that very, very same theme. Okay, so for those who don't know, Mr. Leser, he is a lifestyle medicine specialist consultant, and he is also Solusi University Health and Wellness Department committee member. Yes, yes, yes. So he's a man who's wearing a couple of hats this evening. So let me take this opportunity to welcome Dr. Welcome to the weekend chapter.
Thank you so much, Melvin, for the program. Excited to be part of it today.
Amazing, amazing. So as promised, you're back here, Doc. And last week, you did introduce us to Men's Health Level Up, which was our first topic for this particular series. Okay, so this evening you're back, and the focus is on the Solusi University Health and Wellness Program. So maybe if you can inform our listeners and our viewers how this conversation is going to build on that topic that we started on last week.
Okay, so as far as awareness is concerned, there is lack of awareness as far as the right approach to healthful living. And we established in our previous discussion that men generally have got a low health-seeking behavior. So the more we have got more people that are aware of this particular challenge, including men and women, young and old, the more we are going to have more of education going out there. So this particular discussion centralizing around health education, it's going to bring more people to be able to discuss from a skilled point of view, from an informed, knowledgeable point of view, these particular issues of health, including that which affects men's health.
Wow, amazing. So I understand this is a six-month certification program. So I guess I would love to hear what really inspired the creation of this program, and what gap are you trying to fill?
Okay, so Solusi University Health and Wellness Department has just come up with this course, which is a health and medical ministry course, which is a six-month course, which is done online every Tuesday and every Thursday, 2 hours, and that is done on Zoom. So we have got students. Currently, we have got 26 students that have enrolled, some from South Africa, some from Botswana, some from Zimbabwe, some from Papua New Guinea. And this course is ending in month end of May, beginning of June. That's when we also have got Code 2 that is starting of this particular course. So the need for this course arises because there has been a lot of concern from the public, from the private conversation with individuals, of concern of where do medical missionaries train? Where do they get their skill from? And what is the standard of operation? Where do they start? Where do they end? And there have been also concerns pertaining being overboard, overconfident, and crossing paths as far as what is expected of the knowledge set and skill set of a medical missionary, where probably there's now extremism as far as probably how to approach and help someone as far as their health is concerned, maybe who's on medication, as far as diet is concerned, how to relate with others is concerned. So people began to question, where do these people train? Of course, there are small groups that train in different places, simply because we understand that as we draw near the end, as Christ is about to come, the health message is going to finish the work. As we read from the writings of Ellen White from the book Counsels on Health, we also learn that The health message, like a right arm to the gospel, that helps to open and soften the hearts of men so that they are receptive to the gospel. But there was no technical course in an institution that was structured to train individuals to be professionals that are skilled, that are relevant in this particular space that we find ourselves in the 21st century. So Lucy University is the first university worldwide of the Seventh-day Adventist institutions to come up with this particular program. So it's addressing that gap that was there. How can one be a medical missionary who is balanced and not to the extreme as far as service and identity and level of service delivery?
Amazing stuff right there, Doc. And of course, you're working with people from different countries, like you noted, and like you said, this is an online program. So maybe if you can walk us through what a typical participant experiences over the six-week pre-period that they will be engaging in this program.
Okay. So during the six-month period that a student that is successfully registered for the program will be doing every Tuesday and every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., they log into a Zoom meeting. And in this particular Zoom meeting, there's an interactive class that is going on, which is recorded. And afterwards, notes are shared on PDF and PowerPoint, which they can reference later on. They also get assignments almost after every class. These assignments are of two nature. One is theoretical, which can be maybe responding to theoretical questions. The other one is practical. For example, one of the classes that the students have already gone through is health talks. So in class on Zoom, they learned how to come up with the health talk that people can listen to, that people can be engaged and learn principles that can help them. Now, we ask them to choose a topic of their own and record themselves against the principles we have given them that we're going to mark. And if one passes, they continue to the next level. If not, we ask them to redo. The other one that they did also was a food preparation class, which was online. But we also asked them to choose a recipe, go and look for the ingredients and make up that particular meal and serve it and record all the way, taking pictures and videos and audios. And then the tutor will follow through and mark and give a feedback. Of course, there's going to be a 1 month practical attachment for them, which is going to be organized by the university, as well as other institutions around that offer those particular services. But by and large, during the 6 months, there can be health expos, there can be cooking school programs that the students are expected to participate in, which will accumulate as far as their practical experience is concerned towards the course before they graduate with this particular certification in health and medical ministry.
Okay, seems like this is a packed program. A whole lot of activities, and I'm sure by the time these students finish, these guys will be well equipped and ready for the field. And of course, you did mention that the program is going to have it's all about preventative medicine and also natural remedies. So I guess maybe the question will be, is that all? How about the issue of conventional medicine? Is it also part of the program, or maybe for now you're not really touching on that?
Okay, so what we are currently doing right now, we are helping the student to be able to understand the primary principles that govern how to do work in this space. For example, there's a class in non-communicable diseases. There's also a class in the sanctuary message. There's a class in the principles of medical missionary work. There is a class in mental hygiene, organic gardening. There's a class in country living. So these principles are going to set the foundation and also help one to realize that I've got my space where I work as a health educator. I am not going to be admitting or taking in people that are sick. I'm not going to be touching the medication that the doctor has prescribed for this particular patient. I know my space of operation. I'm not going to go overboard. But as time goes on, when we transcend into the diploma level, when we transcend into the bachelor's degree level, that's the point where now we begin to introduce synergies that are possible with the conventional. Of course, there's a class on vital signs that helps them to know the different vital signs that are important for them. For a person to know as far as blood pressure, blood glucose, temperature, heart rate, breathing rate is concerned. But ultimately, we want them to be skilled as far as health education is concerned, and also to know where to stop and when to refer when they meet someone who's seeking for help, so that they are not going overboard into spaces where they are not trained into. So at the present moment, we don't have yet areas that we could say conventional allopathy, except that there's non-communicable diseases and vital signs that are involved. And of course, we have got hydrotherapy, we have got massages, we have got natural remedies, which is New Start principles, and how they can be applied on a daily basis to help someone to get better health, not just better health, but to be in a position where they are better to be receptive to the gospel message, the three angels messages, and lead to some baptisms and possible soul winning. That is the aim at this point.
Mm. So I guess there's so much that the participants will walk away with after this particular program. So, of course, it's a beautiful program, so much that people will be equipped with. But however, the major question would also have to be, who is the program really for? Is it only for those in the healthcare system already, or can ordinary people like me join in?
Okay. So primarily in this particular course, we are targeting two groups of people. We are targeting health professionals so that they become aware of what we find in our health message. So what we are focusing on is what I could term the health message in the 21st century. How can a dentist, how can a pharmacist, how can a medical doctor, how can a specialist physician implement our principles of the health message in their setting to bring out better health outcomes, at the same time lead people to Christ? That is the ultimate goal. So these health professionals that are also part of our course, we are hoping that when they are done, they are in a position where they can utilize the health message as an entering wedge, and they are utilizing it in a clinical setting. At the same time, we are also targeting the ordinary person, which can be the church member, which can be the non-church member, to be part of this course, so that they gain the principles that can help them to be relevant in the health department and in the programs that are run by the health department. Like, for example, one of the courses there I mentioned is the health food preparation, which is known as cooking school, health expos, and also organic gardening. These are projects that actually a church member who's not a health professional can be involved in as a tool for outreach.
Amazing right there. So it's good to know that even us, just ordinary church members, we can be a part of this very, very good program. And I'm sure a lot of people will benefit from it. So look, Doc, we are in a country like ours, this one, we in Zimbabwe, where the issue of healthcare, you know, there are so many challenges we're experiencing as a country, okay? So how does this program now address these, let me say, everyday challenges that people in a country like ours are facing?
Okay. So when one goes through this particular course, when they finish the course, they'll be in a position to educate the public, to educate the communities that they are in on some of the best choices they can make as far as food choices that are healthy is concerned, considering that there's a lot of fast food outlets that are mushrooming everywhere. And sometimes when people go into a supermarket, they are not quite sure which food to choose. At the same time, we see that there's a lot of marathons that are happening around people seeking to be healthier. And one has got now the right principles that govern how far to involve themselves in those activities and not go overboard and begin to have negative returns. Many people, because of the economic challenges, fuel prices are going high in almost every country in the world. So the class on mental hygiene helps someone to be able to bring hope to individuals in a balanced way. At the same time, those that are struggling with non-communicable diseases can learn simple principles that can be taught by these health educators that have come from the Solusi Health and Wellness Department's program of Health and Medical Ministry certification, just to know how best can I take good care of my health if I have got diabetes, if I've got hypertension, while at least I'm taking my medication. At the same time, how can I prevent getting there should I not have that particular condition? So these individuals that are going to graduate from this program are going to go into the community to give the community resources, information that can transform the health of an individual, of a community, and of the country at large.
Mm. Okay, I'm loving that part because my very next question was going to touch on that issue of what are people going to do after the course, because look, many a times many people attend trainings and struggle to implement what they learn. You see, that's the challenge, you know. So of course you did mention just one of the things that people are supposed to go in the community and do these things, and I'm hoping that there are systems that are in place to ensure that this course right here doesn't just become like another certificate on the wall, that it's actually being used, you know, in the community.
Okay, yeah. So what we are actually aiming to do, which we are hoping that's what's going to happen, we have already seen it in some of our students. Some of the students probably would be just at home and not doing anything. Maybe they've got another qualification else in another area. But we also have got a class on entrepreneurship to help them how to transform the knowledge they have gotten into a business model that can generate income for them, that can help them to be relevant in the community where they are. Many people would want to have healthy bread, healthy roads. Many people would want probably to have alternative products as far as meat is concerned, as far as eggs is concerned. And sometimes when we walk into the supermarkets, the prices sometimes is out of the reach of the average individual. So when they have received these skills, they can translate the information they've gotten from the cooking class, such as bread making, rolls making, healthy cake baking, preparation of tofu, to bring these options to the community. Not just that, but there's also a growing body of interest as far as foods that are grown without chemicals, heavy chemicalization. And the organic garden course will help people to be able to come up with thriving gardens with minimum usage of water, because water is a challenge, and also little or no chemicalization at all, and be able to give to the community where they are some vegetables. In my community where I am, I've got an organic garden. I sell some of the produce, and it gives me a little bit that I can actually say, here is the money that I can count that has actually come from the production of a backyard garden that I have in the community where I am.
Mm, amazing. Now, that's amazing because this is not only a program that is supposed to minister, should I say. It's supposed to heal people and make people healthy, but also the ones who are participating in this have got a chance to earn a living, which is something that we need, because at the end of the day, it's all about the money. We all want to survive and things like that. So I'm loving this. There's entrepreneurship, there's health, but then you also did mention that this is also ministry. I'm sure you did touch on that a bit. But I would really love for you to expand a bit more on the ministry side of this program. How exactly are you going to implement this thing so that the ministry side of it also, you know, is very much visible, or should we say is very much impactful, you know, part and parcel of this health program?
Okay, yeah. So when it comes to this program, I mentioned maybe three different types of courses, classes that are in the course, principles of medical ministry, the sanctuary message, the prophetic message, that is Daniel and Revelation. And we also have got a class on Bible hermeneutics, which is the study of how to study the Bible and interpret and get the right doctrine out of it, simply because there was also a drift sometimes from those that got into medical missionary training to misinterpret scripture and end up being part of the breakaway, or those that move away from the main body of the church. So spiritually, it then prepares this individual to be grounded in the Seventh-day Adventist doctrine, not just grounded, but then to be able to go out into the community, give Bible study. When there's a health expo, be able to go there and bring the health message put together with the Bible and the spirit of prophecy to be able to help individuals understand these principles, accept them, and then implement them for themselves. In actual essence, in our class, we have got one student who's not a Seventh-day Adventist. And this student is one of the most active students and is enjoying these principles and is actually amazed that there's anything like this that existed. And we actually have got two of our students that are out in the field this week that are participating in a cooking school. Other one is participating in a health expo. And what they're going to be doing mainly is to bring the Bible truths that pertain to the health message to the people in a balanced way, so that, you know, people then end up saying, look, this is meant for us. It's doable. We can live it. Other than when someone thinks about the health message, they begin to look left, right, and center and begin to move away from it, because for the longest of time, it has partially been put across as something that is not easy to do. So this is the part of the ministry that we'll be looking into. Maybe just to mention also, there's a course in drugs and substance abuse recovery as part of this particular course. There's a class in there. So this will then help these individuals to be able to be health educators in the communities, in the church, out of the church, to help people to realize how does one find themselves in drugs and substance abuse. What is the role of the higher power? Where does Christ and God come in as far as recovery is concerned? Was he not there in the beginning when these things were happening? So some people fail to put those two things together. And we are giving skills, tools, information that the students can use to impact their community as far as this challenge of drugs and substance abuse that has become like a cancer that is eating up the nation and the world at large.
Amazing. If there's one thing that I'm loving is that at least you say, you did mention that you already have those who are not of our faith, you know, taking part in these classes. But then I'm also thinking now, this is at least the one that you spoke about. She seems to be at least leaning towards our teachings in the like. But let's say for those ones now who might not be really, you know, sharing our beliefs, or should we say we're not really gravitating towards our beliefs, how do we ensure that such people now do not feel alienated as they are taking part in this program?
Okay, yeah. So most of our tutors are professional tutors, all of them. They are skilled with qualifications in their area, and most of them, they work in spaces where people of different faith come through for service. And now that they're now giving these classes, they're also conversant of that. They are aware of that. For example, in my own practice at Baum of Hope Hospital in East in Harare, I can say 9 out of 10 of my clients or patients who come through, they are not Seventh-day Adventist. Maybe 1 out of 10 is a Seventh-day Adventist. And those who come through, they are looking forward that prayer is going to be given. And I do that. At the end, they also look forward that prayer is going to be given at the end. And I also offer them literature. So in my practice, when they come through knowing that this is a Seventh-day Adventist institution, they don't feel alienated. And when now some of them or anyone who then joins the class, knowing that this is Solution University, a Seventh-day Adventist institution, the principles that we are learning, we are also tailor-making them in such a way that they now act as an entering wedge, not just for the non-believer, but even for the believer, so that there is that balance, so that they don't feel alienated. And so this program is open to even non-SDAs. They can partake of it, and they'll enjoy the program because the principles of health cut across. There is no one that will feel like they're not part of it because everyone wants to be healthy. And health principles cut across different faiths as far as the principles that govern the medical missionary work.
Wow. Okay. This is amazing. This is not just for Adventists, but even those who are not part of the Adventist faith can still come through and still feel at home in such a beautiful, beautiful class. I'm sure you said you're working with about 8 other medical professionals. Who are in different fields. And I think it's going to be an amazing program. And hopefully those who want to take part will definitely, definitely walk away with a lot of knowledge. So in closing, Doc, if someone is listening right now and feels that, you know, this program could actually change their life, what should they do next?
Okay. So what they can do next is to get in touch. They can visit Solution University website and look for the course, or they can get in touch with me on my personal phone number on WhatsApp. Then I can share with them the flyer. I can share with them the registration link, the payment methods. And the good thing about the payment method is that it's flexible. One can actually pay it over 6 months in installments if they are not able to pay the whole fee all at once. And my number that is on WhatsApp is +263-783-684. I'll repeat it, +263-783-684. And then I'll give the link to register the course. I'll give them the flyer and more details. And actually, one will be transformed. Some of the students, just yesterday, there was a class on mental hygiene, and most of them were confirming that this is actually transforming them before they go out into the community as far as forgiveness is concerned, how to relate to others when there has been emotional distress that has happened as far as relations that has been affected.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing right there. Of course, Dr. Schlezer did share his number. I'm going to repeat it right here. It is +263 for all those who are calling outside Zimbabwe. +263 is the prefix code. Then you add 783684. Yes, 783684. Prefix that with a +263, and definitely you will talk to Dr. Schlezer and become part and parcel of this amazing program that is happening with the Solusi University. So look, Doc, I would have loved for us to speak and go on and on and on, but however, time is a bit, it's not really permitting us, but nonetheless, thank you so much, Doc, for coming through and giving us such beautiful, beautiful info on this amazing program that you're carrying through. So in case you're wondering, I was talking to Dr. Charles Leser. He is a lifestyle medicine specialist consultant, and also he is the Solusi University Health and Wellness Department committee member. So, Doc, thank you so much for doing this once more.
You are most welcome. Thank you so much for the invitation. Looking forward to our next talk.
Amazing. Amazing. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.